Welcome to Cold Reads, episode 23. Cold Reads is a weekly podcast read by Nathaniel Tower. Each week, Nathaniel invites an author to send his or her wildest, funniest, most twisted story. Without reading the story ahead of time, Nathaniel records an audio version, trying to maintain his composure as the author takes the audience on a wild ride. Week 23 brings you Summit Lodge Road by Darlene Campos. Darlene Campos holds a BA in creative writing from the University of Houston. In 2013, she won the Glass Mountain Magazine Contest for Prose and was awarded the Sylvan N. Karchmer Fiction Prize. Her work has been selected for publication 18 times. She is a writer for Kesta Happening DC newspaper and a fiction judge for the Yeah Right Review. Summit Lodge Road by Darlene P. Campos. Telling my neighbors I was a registered sex offender just because I didn't want to watch their kids wasn't the best idea, but Sammy and Jenny always made me contemplate murder. So one evening, their mom said the sitter canceled, and I panicked. "Now why would you say that?" Stephen asked, which was exactly what I said when he proposed to me. "If you want to take care of those brats, go for it," I said. I didn't think he'd actually do it, but Stephen always surprises me like that. On Saturday morning, the parents were shopping and I saw Stephen go next door. Our car needed washing, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. Every time I went outside, neighbors sneered at me. "Stephen, forget those monsters. I want you home," I said into the phone. "I can't just dump them here all alone," he said. "They aren't regular kids. They'll be fine," I said. I figured Sammy and Jenny would be fine since they knew how to set lawns on fire, mutilate squirrels, and throw baseballs at windows. Since they were so cute, nobody punished them, not even their airheaded parents. "Children are a blessing from the Lord," the neighbor said about Sammy and Jenny. Or, I said, "the Lord created hormones, and when you put them together, you might make a child." I went to our deck to relax by our above-ground pool, the one Sammy and Jenny snuck into whenever Stephen and I weren't home. The first time I caught them, I said the Loch Ness Monster lived in our pool. Sammy told me he didn't know I was Scottish. I stood on my toes to peek over the fence, and I saw Stephen playing tag with the mutants. They were smacking him on his legs, telling him to get away, which reminded me of our first couple of dates. He saw me eventually and swore everything was under control. "We're not allowed to talk to you, Mrs. Harris," Jenny said. "That's right," I said, and returned to my deck chair. When I felt a sunburn coming on, I went inside to put the breakfast things in the dishwasher. As I turned the knob to the on position, I saw Stephen running past the front window. There was a toy airplane trying to land on his head, and a plastic helicopter aiming below his equator. "Would you get in the house?" I shouted to Stephen from our porch. "I would say hi to you, but I can't, Mrs. Harris," said Sammy. "And I would say something to you, but I might get arrested," I muttered to myself. I went inside and turned on the television, but then I heard Stephen screaming again. I went outside and saw that the plagues that had made him crash into our oak tree. "Can Mr. Harris and I look at your toys?" I asked Sammy and Jenny. They asked what they would get in return, so I said Stephen and I wanted to buy them better ones. But in order for us to do so, we had to see which toys they already had. "I guess so," Sammy agreed. He landed his airplane, and Jenny did the same with her helicopter. I flung the airplane to Stephen and kept the helicopter. Then we maneuvered the flying objects toward their heads, chasing them to the next street. "Mrs. Harris is on the loose," Mr. Kramer said from his lawn as we zoomed by. "Get back in your house, you waste of sperm," I said to him. By the next block, Stephen and I were too tired to keep running, and so were the maladies. They surrendered, but I could tell they didn't mean it. I knew they'd be back in my pool, or splitting my squirrels open, or turning my flowers into fireworks within an hour. We promise, Jenny said with her arsenic grin. I walked over to Stephen and whispered to him, "Do something. I'm tired of being the bad one here." I thought the most he'd do was crush their toys or make a scary face at them. But he tossed his shirt off and unbuckled his belt and raced after the creatures. Soon enough, every neighbor ran in their house, probably to call the cops or the mental ward. I began to sneak back home when their parents suddenly pulled over, asking me why I wasn't inside. "Who said I had to be in my house all the time?" I asked. "You should be thinking about what you've done to children," their father said. "You should be in your house thinking about what you've done to the world with your worthless mating," I said. Stephen whizzed by with his pants down to his ankles and the toxicities rushed to their parents' car. Their parents asked Stephen if he was a registered sex offender too, and he said he didn't appreciate that title. He preferred child enjoyment agent. Sammy and Jenny leapt into their car, and their parents drove off in the opposite direction. "Let's go to bed, Crystal," Stephen said. "It's 11 in the morning," I said. "I'm not feeling too well," Stephen said. I felt his head for a fever, but he was only sweating and heated up from his unplanned exercise. We held hands back to our house, seeing the neighbors sneer at us from their windows. The neighborhood patrol car slowed when it spotted us, but the officer kept on going. He was one of the only people who knew I wasn't really a child enjoyment agent. Stephen plopped down on the couch, and I squeezed in next to him. We woke up an hour later to hate notes stuffed in our mailbox. I was about to throw them away, but then I saw a family of squirrels sneaking around our fried flower bed. "Here," I said, and gave them the wad. They tore every single paper into shreds. That was Summit Lodge Road by Darlene Campos. This concludes episode 23 of Cold Reads. I'll be back next week with another terrific story.